7 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Nice job, Richie and Jennifer.
Thank you, Doug.
Very nice to meet you.
How you feeling? You better? You're good to go?
Yeah, I feel. It doesn't.
Power up.
Stuff doesn't usually bother me much. For whatever the reason, some people in my life would tell me that it had something to do with my age. I don't think that it has anything to do with my age. I'm not as likely to do well on 2 or 3 hours sleep as I used to be.
You know, I don't know how you've been able to do that over the years, where you just kind of catnap for a couple of hours and then bounce up and do the show and then just...
Yesterday I did that. I was fine. Yesterday, Jennifer saw me on stage. I was fine.
I always think you looked
way too good.
I always think you force yourself to do it and then you pay for it in the end.
Nah, it doesn't. I know myself well enough to know that I don't do it. For example, I knew you were very capable, the two of you, of carrying the program for an hour. I trust you with it many times. So I just started to fade, and I have to be alert for some things later on, and so.
So then you got locked out of the conference room where you could lay down.
Well, I could never get in, so I went into the big Kahuna, the big horns office. Right, exactly.
Were you able to at least catch some couple of
Z's? No, I slept about 40 minutes.
Good. All right.
Okay. So Michael McMaster is joining us now, as he normally does on the program at this time every week. He's a man who really understands well how people's minds work, how their moods work, or maybe better put, he knows how to get you to have things in your life work. And so I was thinking, Michael, as I was going through some things, a curious sort. So when I see something that's different, or I see the word psychopath, and that attracts me. So I wanted to read more about this particular reference to Mr. Gaddafi as a psychopath. And then I heard somebody say psychopaths are all around us. And I was thinking also, I've had lots of different thoughts on this, as you can tell by listening to me, the business about what it is that makes you seem normal or not. Like Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and the other people that are on this program seem normal. Some people think I don't always seem normal. I don't know what normal. I don't want to be normal, frankly. And I don't.
What is normal?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe that's where we'll start. Thank you, Jennifer. What does it take to be normal? Who decides whether you are normal? And if you don't feel you're normal, what does that mean?
Okay, first of all, normal does not exist.
we got that taken care of, yeah.
So, everybody in their own ways is a little crazy. But, you know, the way that we define normal in this society is that if you sort of follow society's rules and sort of do what society says, then you're considered to be normal. Mm-hmm. And for many people, that's fine. That, you know, that's how they function. And then you have people that are more on the edge that are considered a little bit crazy. But these are the kind of people that actually drag society forward, like they get them to take new challenges or look at things in a different way. And that's one thing that you do. So there are two kinds of people. The people who live within society that's considered to be normal because of things they do. And there's the people who are considered to be crazy because they do things differently. And but it takes a combination of both people, you know, to make everything work out.
Yeah. All right. So then we have that which is normal. Or we like to have that. It's sort of a benchmark. Okay,
so us normal people, because
we normal people.
Yeah, I don't think of myself as one of those people out on the edge dragging society forward or backwards. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle.
It's in the middle with you.
Right. It's a person like me who would probably keep a person like you. You drag us all forward somehow.
It would be a
but
person like you.
Taking us over the edge.
Right. It would be a person like you who would think that he defined normalcy. That was, I think, what Michael was saying.
I think I don't go out of my way to stand out in the crowd. I don't go out of my way to notice me, be different. Here I am.
I don't think I do either. I just think I am. I don't know that I try to be that way. Some people try to be that way.
Right. No, I don't think you try to be at all.
Jennifer and I were at an event, and she was telling you about it in the last hour, the event here in Los Angeles put on by Talkers Magazine. And let's face it. Many of the people in this business are colorful. That's probably a nice way of putting it.
That's to say the least.
Yeah.
Unusual.
Unless they're wearing all black.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And have sunglasses on.
Yeah. He's very unusual. So, at any rate, the people who like to listen to us, who are normal, or at least they think they're normal, may live through us vicariously, if that's what they're doing. I don't know if that's what it's about either. I don't concern. I think I'm, my daughter says to me from time to time, Daddy, you're so strange. Only because I don't like to be like everybody else, because I don't think it doesn't work. It isn't that I'm trying to be more interesting for the next person. I don't go out of my way to do that. It just seems that my psyche, being what it is, wouldn't like being normal. I guess that's probably...
Well, it's your beliefs. You know, we judge people by their beliefs.
Yeah.
And if your beliefs are different to somebody else, then somehow or other you're different. You're not like everybody else. But that's you. And beliefs, you know, we also predict our behavior as well. I mean, some people do things that are not quite normal, you know, like climb mountains or things like this, but our beliefs sort of determine, you know, how normal we're supposed to be as well.
Here's another. We're talking to Michael McMaster, who has great CDs out helping you to find yourself, if you will. I was listening on the way to the studio driving this morning to George Norrie, talking to a woman who collects skulls. As it doesn't sound like it was a hobby. She's into, is it silver? What are they called? Crystal skulls. And I don't even know what, I mean, I remember the...
Isn't that from Indiana Jones? The last Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
She calls her favorite skull Einstein and has conversations with him and learns from him. And I mean, you expect that just kind of stuff from George. But it was kind of, I was thinking to myself, okay, what really does go on in our brain once it's separated from life and blood and air and stuff? Does it just stop? And I mean, I don't think it doesn't seem to fit that it would just stop.
You mean like us as the spirit, or?
Well, it just, you stop thinking. I don't know.
No.
I couldn't understand, first of all. She called it Einstein. I was at first thinking that it was Einstein's skull, but I don't think Einstein's skull was separated from his body. I mean, if it's Ted Williams' skull, yeah. But where do these things come from, and how would they have the power, I would wonder? Energy is a lot of your game, Michael, and I wonder about the energy here behind various parts of our body when we stop breathing and the blood stops circulating. Does the energy continue? And, yeah, a lot of it has to do with passing over or through to the spirit world, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, probably, you know, what I tell people, because I have some knowledge in this, is that who you are today, when you pass over, guess what? You're still the same person.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like your mother-in-law here, you know, you're not going to like her over there either. We are still the same. And we sort
but what
of
happens in what happens in reincarnation when you come back as somebody? I don't know if I've ever asked you that, but I think we've talked about that. We believe in reincarnation, coming back again as somebody different, because you haven't learned all the lessons that you need to learn in order to have the perfect, or the close to perfect being that exists happily in the next plane.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's. And you're exactly right. That's what we do. And the interesting thing is that, you know, if I was to die today and then go over to the other side and I decide, you know, tomorrow I'm going to come back, even though I come back as a child, I'm still basically the same person.
Hmm.
I mean, we don't change that.
So Hitler's running around here somewhere.
Somebody, you know,
gradually change.
And Gaddafi will be running around here somewhere. You never get rid of these people then.
Well, you don't get rid of anybody.
You never get rid of them. They keep reincarnating back. And like what you're talking about being in a way, you know, egomaniac, and that he is still that. I mean, that is the essence of him. That's who. See, we develop our personalities and who we are over hundreds of years.
What happened to, like, you go to hell and you're there for eternity?
Who designed that? That's a religious man-made fallacy. That is, you know, nobody.
No more of a fallacy than being reincarnated and coming back. Sure. I mean, it's a belief.
It's a theory.
It's a theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you're saying
reincarnation.
So you're saying that these are not. They don't play well together. Okay, you go to heaven, you spend all of heaven up there. You go to hell, you spend all of hell down there. Or you're reincarnated. It's not both. There's no combination.
No, there's no combination. a lot of people who pass over, if you talk to people who have had near-death experiences,
one of our best friends has.
So then they feel like it's heaven because of the way that it feels, and they don't want to come back. So you can describe that as heaven, but we come back.
So have there ever been near-death experiences from somebody like Charlie Manson who went, whoa, I think I'll stay in jail for another 30 years or so, where they passed through and seen the bad side and come back?
Well, it's debatable if there's a bad side or not. You see,
it's all a creation, yeah, right.
It's not.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who theorize you can create your own reality after, but you create your reality in life. And that's part of what your CDs are all about. You create your own reality.
You walk around in your own universe, your own reality.
Yeah.
And it plays out time and time again. That's why two people can be in the same situation, like how people, you know, witness a car accident and everybody can see something different. And there's a reason for that, because our realities, how we see reality, is determined by our belief system. Mm-hmm. Two people can see, look at the same thing and see two completely different things altogether.
Yeah,
so we do create our own reality right down to how we see everything.
Yep. All right, so you want to check out these CDs, go to michael-mcmaster.com, or better yet, just go to dougstefan.com. Michael's picture is in the contributors box. You'll click onto that, and you can get into his world, which is full of answers. We all have questions. There are answers, and there's simple answers on helping you move forward, so to speak, is what we were talking about. Thank you, Michael. Good to talk with you,
Thank you, as always.
In a nutshell, I would like to have people consider we talk about psychopaths. Who do you know who is a psychopath? 800-510-8255. It's 19 after.
I'm waiting.
19 after.
Lists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
21 after on Good Day.
Hi.
I thought I was going to do a quick time check, but I see I have 30 seconds. Okay, here's the deal. Psychopaths, we were talking about people like Gaddafi and Hitler and so on, famous psychopaths. Who do you know, who would you like to nominate, famous or not, as a believable psychopath? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Weekend 2011, and we asked yesterday on our poll at DougStephan.com, what was your favorite Halloween song? This song tied with the Monster Mash. Both got 24% of the favorite votes. Other winners, Werewolves of London, Ghostbuster theme, and then there were the usual suggestions, 23-24.
I'm actually outraged by that.
Why is that, Jennifer?
Ghostbusters was in last place. Are you kidding me?
That is correct, ma'am.
I had no interest in that. Recount.
So I see.
Recount.
Right. Recount.
I think Acorn was involved. Paying off voters.
No doubt. 25 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Our poll today focuses on scary movies. Again, we do these sort of the same old polls around Halloween. People find them fun, I guess. What scary movie series is your favorite? Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Saw, Scream, or others. Or you don't like scary movies. I don't like scary movies.
I'm going with Scream.
You are. Uh-huh.
The Halloween theme.
But maybe this has to do with psychopaths. All of the characters in all these scary movies would be defined as psychopaths,
sure.
Right? The lead
Absolutely.
Characters and the bad guys. I have said many, many times that the definition of murder, you have to be insane. No matter, you have to be insane.
Do you believe
to kill yourself
it can be done temporarily?
Yeah.
Do you believe in temporary insanity?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Your juice has changed.
I think about it. Sure.
Yeah. Your juice has changed. All right, so, Richie, what kind of action? You do.
You're right. It's cute that you
I've said
that
this. The people who get on to various drugs to sort of level out the chemistry of their brains and their body, it's mostly aimed at the brain. And when you get on to these things, they're pretty powerful. So I've always suggested to people that I know who need to have something to level them out, here I am, Dr. Doug, practicing on a license. Ken and I have talked about this. Serotonin is a great natural substance. Your brain contains serotonin. And if you are, if things are not right, if things are lopsided, if things are out of seemingly context, you're not doing things, never mind the word normal, just not, you're not doing things that make sense. You think of driving your car into a bridge abutment, that kind of stuff, right? You need to do something to adjust the tinfoil inside your head. And that's what serotonin does, as opposed to taking What's the most popular one? Begins with a P. That's the drug that most people...
Prozac.
Thank you.
Yeah. It took me a minute, but yes, right. Prozac.
Yeah. And there's another one that begins with is it Zoloft, the other
Zoloft.
One?
Zoloft. Yeah. Yes, okay. Got that
so
one.
You take those
Wellbutrin.
Two... Yeah, those are
Lexapro.
All...
Wow. You're really quite the pro at all this.
Paxil. I recommend them all together.
That's like me taking Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra.
Yeah, you don't want to do it. No.
But anyway, serotonin, if you take it, it just levels off the chemical imbalances. And that's what we all, by definition, are different that way. We have different chemicals. That's why some people are healthier than others, or things happen in people's bodies that don't happen in other people's bodies. So at any rate, maybe that's something that we use to help ourselves out as we think
that's
about...
That's what Gaddafi needed.
Gaddafi needed what he got, a bullet in his...
Yeah.
It's a 28 after the hour. Even though he was
Sean Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook is teaming up with the Labor Department to help the unemployed find jobs. A Facebook page called the Social Jobs Partnership will help point job seekers towards little-known resources for finding employment. There are about 14 million people unemployed and 3 million job openings in the U.S. In other news, Microsoft researchers have made Star Trek's holodeck a reality. The device allows users to see holographic images and directly touch and manipulate them as objects. While none of the technology is consumer-ready, the holodeck uses Microsoft's Kinect facial recognition to enhance the interaction. And finally, the internet is growing so fast that more data was transmitted online in 2010 than in the web's entire combined history. Over 4 billion connected devices worldwide have contributed to 48 hours of YouTube footage a minute and 7.5 billion monthly Facebook photos. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah. You remember the fall of 75? Yeah, we don't really either. But no one's going to forget the fall of up to 75% off. Old Navy's fall wholesale is the perfect time to stock up on fall styles with primo deals on sweaters, graphic tees, knits, and pants. Your fall family faves up to 75% off. Imagine a groovy fall makeover for next to nothing. Can you dig it? The fall of 75% off is going to be fall-tabulous. The Old Navy fall wholesale, going on now through Sunday, only at Old Navy. In-store only, select styles only, while supplies last.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Today was a good day. 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta is off in she went to Rhode Island. That's what she did.
She's in Rhode Island.
That's one of those places you want to be from and not necessarily in.
Right. I like Rhode Island. Really? You don't like it there?
Nah, the coastal area
where she is, Newport
down at Watch Hill, is very nice. But there's actually some nice farms along the coast. But generally speaking, once you get
A little bit west
of Providence, you got nothing. My daughter went to school at Brown for 3 years. Didn't care much for Providence and liked Brown even less. But it is, as they say, what it is. There are a lot of very interesting places in our country. Providence doesn't happen to be one of them. I worked on how many different radio?
I think you're a snob.
Yeah.
I think you're a snob a little. You're a Boston snob.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He's not a Boston snob.
I love Boston more than any other city in this great country of ours.
You can have it.
I want it.
Yeah.
But then I realized the only way I'd really like to live there is if I could afford one of those cute little brownstones on Newberry Street. But
very expensive. little brownstones.
We'll keep working on that.
You know, yesterday, okay, so here's a quick story for yesterday. After I get done with you folks in the middle of the afternoon, I met a couple of people who had offered me some furniture because I'm moving back into the house in Santa Monica where I haven't been for a year and a half because I rented it out. So I'm moving furniture back in over there, and I went to this place to find the furniture, and it is a reconstructed, a whole new building that was built in 2007. And so people who, this is just in downtown Santa Monica, nothing special. And this was probably maybe 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 square foot rental/owner-occupied unit. $1,200,000 these things went for. And it was on the market for four, 5 months at that price. They couldn't get anybody to buy it. So it's been for sale for over a year. They finally sold it for $850,000. But that's
still too much.
Shows you, it shows you two things. Number one, how crazy expensive it is to buy any kind of real estate here in Santa Monica. And two, what has happened to the value, never mind here, but everywhere. You see this dramatic drop of about 30% in most real estate holdings, no matter where you are. Richie's house is worth 30% less than it was before things started in 2008. Jennifer's house is. My place, that's the way it is. A raw acre of developable land that has sewerage and streets on it in Framingham, Massachusetts, in 2007, early 2008, was worth $400,000 to $450,000 in my neck of the woods. It is worth $250,000, maybe $300,000 now. That's just the way it is. And you see this: the land that I had in Arizona has dropped in value by 70%.
You know what scares me? is that we got here because we were allowing people to pay for a property that they couldn't afford and everything
part of
got
the
overvalued.
Yeah, you're not the whole reason. But
partly. Yeah. And now we want to try and... I mean, I want to try and help people who are having problems in paying for their houses, too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, doesn't that create a false value of everything all over again?
I don't... No,
and we're
don't,
right back in the situation.
I think that it doesn't go back to... it depends on how it is. All this stuff is metered out, Richie. It's too early to tell. It's going to be a long time. There are some people who speculate it'd be 20 years or more before real estate values are back to where they
were. Yeah, I think it'll be at least 10.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, the people who were hurt were people who owned a lot of real estate and they were anticipating being able to sell it, let's say, to retire. If you wanted to retire and you had real estate here, there, and everywhere, and that really has hurt those people. But you know what? The other side of it is we became so expectant that we deserved this, that we were entitled to have this. We worked X number of years, and there's no such thing as a sure bet. We thought there was, and this proves to us that there isn't. You got to make your own way, and you got to be prepared to duck and weave and zig and zag. That's really what most of this is. It annoying? Yep. Does it anger people that you were screwed with people who may have made money out of your demise and your problems? Yes, it's awful. But you know, the stronger people come out of these sorts of things with a new found sense of reality and how to deal. That's what it is. You deal. That's why I like Michael McMaster and those tapes that he has, those CDs, because he is all about teaching people how to deal. The people who can't deal are the ones who become miserable. And there's no point in becoming miserable over all of this stuff because there's really nothing you can do about it. As you suggested, Richie, there may be hindsight, and then that teaches us, and you don't want it to happen again.
Well, yeah, there's nothing, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but there's two things you want to watch out for. A, every situation creates an opportunity.
Yep.
So there are opportunities here to be had if you can take advantage of them.
Absolutely. Great time to be buying real estate.
Those who don't learn from the past are, you know, doomed to repeat it, and you don't want to make the situation worse.
No. Well, I think that's going to be a while before you make it for its worth. I just found it fascinating that these people couldn't sell their house for a year and a half, and they sold it for about
so much less, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And it was a brand new place. But the fact that they were so expensive anyway, it was just a nothing apartment, nice and clean, nice new building, but it was in downtown Santa Monica. Who would want to spend $1 million to have a 1,400-square-foot apartment in downtown Santa Monica? Mm-hmm. You couldn't see even anything except the other building.
For that much, you need a yard. You need things.
Crazy. Okay, one of the things Jennifer and I confronted, I guess maybe that's the word for it, yesterday during this meeting that we had here in Los Angeles, one of the presenters was a fellow named Stewart, who wanted everybody to believe that CO2's impact on climate change and on the plant world and the animal kingdom is basically negligible. And so he gave us some material which showed the Earth as it was 100 million years ago in terms of where the water was. And where his point is that CO2 has been around. CO2 is that which you cannot smell, you cannot taste it, it isn't like carbon monoxide, which is gas that you can smell. The stuff that comes into your house, that stuff you can smell. This stuff is a gas, and you can't smell it. And it has had an impact, but it hasn't been the only... You know, the reason that he was bringing it up is because a lot of the people who want to change the Earth's reality say that it's all because of CO2. But in fact, he says it hasn't got any. It's not just that. It's the sun's heat. It's the Earth's tilt. It's water vapor. It's methane gas. It's ozone gas. It's nitrous oxide. The ocean currents. The plate tectonics, which cause earthquakes. All of that sort of thing. The change in the continents over the 4.5-5 billion years the planet's been in existence. You've all seen the pictures of the planet, no doubt. as they were, the continents as they were three billion years ago. And his the pretense, which wasn't well received. Would you say that was a way of putting it?
That was a tough crowd. Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that wasn't well received.
Yeah,
there.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, it was not well received. But he has done a lot of work on solar activity and the trends over the last 10 years, because so many people are trying to project temperatures or are trying to, in some way, shape, or form, predict what's going to happen. They say there's catastrophe in the year 2013. We're going to do something about it. Which is really nonsense. This is kind of like everything else in life. There's a moderation. That's probably not true, but I've seen few issues in my lifetime that have created so much misinformation and made people crazier than this. I was watching, I was sitting next to Ron Hartenbaum, who is not somebody everybody knows. He's the producer of Stephanie Miller's program and is the guy responsible for a lot of the liberal talk that's around. He's a good guy, been involved in lots of different aspects of this business for quite a long time. And I was watching him watch Stephanie. Stephanie happened to have been up on stage at that time. There was a group, I think there were, eight talk show hosts at the same time up on the stage, mm-hmm. Jennifer? And they were listening to this guy. And you could tell what each person's point of view was about what he was saying by how they wriggled around in the chair.
Yeah. No.
And Stephanie, who is usually a little over the top anyway, was happy to take her shots at this guy. She said she was happy to appear at a conference sponsored by ExxonMobil. those people who are in these positions of influence, they do want to sell their point of view because they want to continue to do what they've always done, and that's make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have guys like this that tell these stories one way or another. And as luck would have it, whatever goes on, whatever you're told by either extreme side is wrong. It's always something in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
So you've heard me over the years. I'm going to make about a 60-second point before we get to Dr. Kim. Over the years, you have heard me excoriate the big oil companies because of the way that they rob and pillage and screw us as their customers. And they continue to do that. But I heard an ad running here in Los Angeles, and I can't remember whether it was on KFI or where it was, Jennifer, but it was on a talk station. And basically the ad says, and there's a grain of truth to this, the bad publicity the oil companies are getting because of how much money they make is countered by the number of people, the jobs that are provided in the oil industry, the amount of wealth that has been created for lots of different people, and finding things that are good, basically, for mankind. Have they done bad things? Absolutely. But they explore, and so I thought...
Yeah, it's a Chevron ad, I think.
It's a Shell ad?
A Chevron. I heard
Chevron.
The same thing.
It
There's
is
lots
Chevron.
Of things
yeah.
we can agree on.
Yeah, right. And the what we're doing with our profits is probably good for more people than not.
Yeah, I heard it this morning.
I think that's true.
We put $21 billion worth of money back into the economy with jobs.
And Chevron wasn't the right company to do it because it's Hugo Chavez,
right.
who just basically nationalized the oil company so he could, he's strong enough to do that. They tried to do that, I think, in Brazil, and it didn't work. The people are stronger there than they are in Venezuela. But still... The reason I make the point is because there's a grain of truth to most every extreme position. So those who can't stand ExxonMobil and those who are trying to be apologists in the middle someplace, is something good coming out of all the money that they are making? The answer to that is yes. And I make my case, Jennifer?
It's funny. I heard the same ad this morning, and I thought the same thing.
Yeah, right. So, again, there's a moderation to all of this stuff that we need to embrace, it seems to me. In the meantime, I'm going to put Dr. Ken on the spot again with yet another conversation about omega-3s and Lovaza, the drug. It's 14 before the hour. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff for the Peter Schiff Minute. Yesterday we got news that home sales, previously owned home sales, fell in September by 3%. In fact, this year is on track to maybe tie or exceed last year's dismal performance in home sales. Also yesterday, writing in the Wall Street Journal, economist Alan Blinder is blaming the housing malaise on the fact that the government isn't doing enough to unclog the process and help over-leveraged underwater homeowners. The true reason for the malaise and why the crisis is being extended is the opposite. It's because the government is still doing too much. It's the government that's interfering with free market forces that would lower prices, that would take properties out of the hands of people who can't afford them and put them into the hands of people who can. It's the government that caused the housing crisis, and now the government is making it worse by refusing to allow market forces to undo the damage that bad monetary and fiscal policy has created. Get more at shiftradio.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Sorry, I just warned Ken.
Here we go.
But I want to spend a minute on this. And Ken says, lucky me. God love you. You know what? You and I are like brothers. You ever feel that way about me? I feel that I... See, I trust you.
Which one of you would be the black sheep in the family?
There's something about Ken that brings me to complete trust in him. And I don't have that for many people. Richie, I'm pretty much there with you. It's taken me a long time. It didn't take me much time to do that with Ken. I'm almost there with you.
But
Ken,
warm it up to me.
It's not the same thing, Jennifer. Anyway, so we had this ongoing discussion this week. I've noticed how Ken hasn't said anything. Omega-3 and the essence of what this supplement is all about that you can get. You get a bottle of omega-3, the DHA, which is the right omega-3, for $18. And this is what I didn't know the other day when we had this conversation, Ken. How much Lovasa costs for the same number of capsules? Omega-3, most of them you can buy for $18 to $20 in the health food store. The same thing that presents as sort of a drug is $240 for the same amount, and that's what is wrong with this picture. The FDA they're considering this bill. That would make supplements more expensive. And you said there's a place for Lovasa. I'm not surprised. I would think there probably is a place for it. But would you, if you were in a position and you'd get the same benefit out of omega-3s that cost $20 for a bottle and Lovasa that cost $240 for a bottle, what would you tell your client to do?
Well, I don't recommend Lovasa for anybody except if they have triglycerides, that fraction of the cholesterol molecule above 500. For everybody else, and I recommend that everyone take fish oil if they don't eat fish every day, and I recommend between 1 to 2 grams of fish oil, but I don't recommend prescription grade Lovasa for all the rest of us. And there's just a very small number of people in the population that have this excessively high triglyceride level, which can gum up the pancreas and cause serious problems to the circulation. It's not a trivial matter.
All right, cell phone study out today.
Yeah, British Medical Journal. About 3/4 of the world's population, Doug, more than 5 billion with a B, people use a cell phone. This is the biggest study ever to examine the possible connection between cell phones and cancer. Found no evidence of any link, suggesting that billions of people who are rarely more than a few inches from their phones have no special health conditions. But the problem with the study, it didn't look at long-term enough of cell phones' children.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, mash you, switch you, mash you, chew you up for fun.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. This, we got to dust this baby up, right. We're doing a movie music from weird, strange Halloween movies over the last three, 4 decades. As a run-up to Halloween weekend next weekend. So this is the song from the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I like it.
Gordon Godwin. The movie was out during this week in 1978. I'm sure Chucker has seen this a number of times. Now, you play this on the ceiling in your bedroom, or how do you like enjoying this, Chucker?
I've seen it a few. I mean, it's just silly.
It's silly. You can tell that by listening to the theme. Or even the name, Attack of the
Killer. There's movies with silly concepts that are really good, but, you can't say that movie.
Is The Blob one of them?
The Blob's a great movie. That's a really good movie.
That was where Michael,
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen was in. So what's the one Michael Landon, Werewolves of London or something, wasn't it? But he did a werewolf movie to sell.
I was a teenage werewolf.
Right.
Not quite the horror genre.
Richie, do you need some time here, or are we going to...
Nah, we're good.
All right, okay. So we have a contest. These contests are aimed at making it a little difficult. We try not to make it too hard. Sometimes it's so easy because the movie's so well-known. That may be the case with this, but sometimes when I say that, I look at this movie, everybody knows what the movie is.
Yeah.
Then it becomes too... And then nobody gets it. All right, so let's try and see where we go with this. This movie was number one during this week in 1982... and may need no further introduction or explanation other than the three clips. We're starting with number one.
They linger in a perpetual dream state.
Got it.
A nightmare from which they cannot wake.
Easy.
Chucker, is that easy?
It's easy.
All right, Jennifer, did you get it?
No.
This may have been just before your time.
Yeah, this is probably not your fault.
Is this with that scary chick?
No.
800-510-8255. Recognize the movie and never won before in Movie Moments. By the way, we're going to start giving away, Richie. Did I tell you this?
Mm-mm.
No, I didn't tell you this. I've received a large cache of Sea Crane radios.
These are the coolest thing ever.
It's good stuff, quality stuff.
So that would be
love
nice
it.
Week. Anyway, so we better get to the second clue here.
Run, don't!
Does that help? I guess if you know it, you know it. If you know it, you don't. 800-510-8255. Here's the last clue.
This will be the gimme.
Oh, that's what I mean, the scary girl.
How is she scary?
No, you're thinking of the other one, where his head spins around?
No, I'm not thinking of that one. I'm thinking of the one in front of the TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Really. It's proof positive that you don't let young children watch television and see what it does to their brains. This is the movie.
Did something weird happen to her in real life? That's why she's weird.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've talked around this about 100 ways. 800-510-8255. Chucker, what movies do we have coming out this weekend that'll be cool?
Three films. Paranormal Activity 3, which I don't think you'll be seeing. As I said yesterday, that movie's tracking for a big opening weekend around $40 million. Pretty good because the budget's only $5 million. Believe it or not, part two of that franchise cost just $3 million and grossed $177 million worldwide. I'm just reporting this, but this is the first time in 7 years that there'll be no Saw movie opening in theaters this time of year, as that horror franchise is pretty much dormant or over. Also opening, Doug, Three Musketeers 3D. Reviews are poor. I don't think it'll do very well.
Who's in that?
Orlando Bloom is one of the stars. It's from the director of the Resident Evil movies, so he's not...
That story of Edmond Dantes, that story has been told so many times and done sort of... I mean, how many different movies are there about the Three Musketeers? There must be a dozen of them.
It was rebooted about a decade ago with Charlie Sheen and...
And Kiefer, Sutherland.
Yeah, I like that version, actually. Yeah. Most people regard the Richard Lester version in the 70s as the best. Also opening today, Johnny English Reborn with English comic Rowan Atkinson. That guy's really silly, but believe it or not, this film's done $85 million overseas already.
My kids love that guy.
Although Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd are gung-ho on Ghostbusters 3, reports have it Sony refuses to make the movie unless Bill Murray signs on, and he is not. So we'll see where that goes.
Here are films that opened on this date, 2000, the year for Bamboozled with Damon Wayans. Remember that one? Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Sure, I do. She looked great in that movie.
The Legend of the Drunken Master with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that was cool.
Pay It Forward, Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt.
Love that one.
Critics didn't like it, but I like that movie.
All right, Richie, who's got the right answer?
Oh, shoot. I forgot. You don't have your thing. Let's see here. Susie or Mary.
What's the name of the movie?
Poltergeist.